producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Good time to do so, 855-99-3756-9. Nancy, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. How are you?
I'm good, Nancy. How are you today?
I'm good. Happy Columbus Day.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I just wanted to let you know, you were saying like what we normally have for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And normally we do have a turkey.
Okay.
Pretty much everybody does. And there are some people, believe it or not, they have prime rib roast.
Yeah.
There's some people that would have like a ham usually,
ham.
No, we went to my daughter's. We celebrated yesterday because it's just more convenient. And we had a turkey and a ham.
That's how kids do it. They show off to their parents, right? There you go.
That's right. And we had pumpkin pies. And I took pumpkin pie, cherry pie, and I came home and I didn't even have a pumpkin pie. So today I'm making a turkey pot pie for my husband and I with leftovers. And
yeah.
I'm making another pumpkin pie.
There you go. Sounds yummy. Now, I assume you do the whipped cream and the cranberry and stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I make my own cranberry sauce right from scratch. It's delicious.
Yeah, we love that. Do you put the nuts and the orange peel in it?
No, I just put the cranberry sugar and a bit of water. Boil it, let it set overnight, and it's good.
The other stuff is, of course, I love cranberries. I really do.
Oh, me too. But
a lot of sugar in them, though.
I know. Luckily, it's only twice a year, Christmas, Thanksgiving.
That's true. That's true. All right, so how come your Thanksgiving, do you know why your Thanksgiving is 6 weeks earlier than ours?
No, that's a good question. I got to go. I don't know if I could Google that or they tell
you. Well, we tried.
What I really think it is, like you were saying earlier, is that, you know, it is like a, now here in Windsor today, it's like 60 degrees, which is kind of warm for this time of year.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, if you think about the difference between, let's say, Windsor and Miami, that makes some sense. But the first Thanksgiving wasn't in Miami. It was like Boston.
I know.
And, you know, Maine isn't that different from Windsor. In fact, you're probably slightly farther south than you know, Portland or something. So, and apparently they came from different... help me out here, Nate. The Puritans decided that they were going to get rid of all holidays except religious ones, which included Thanksgiving, so it still doesn't explain why.
No, they got rid of Christmas and Easter as well.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. No, I did find something a little more about it, and it looks like that it was simply, it's usually attributed to the fact that you guys are more north, so the harvest season would just end. But they had it, like, not even all the provinces had different dates originally. They didn't even fix it until 1872.
And what were some of the dates later?
Yeah. Most of them, it doesn't give the other dates that provinces had.
Well, if you think about the end of the harvest, the end of November is really pushing it. I mean, we're well past... The harvest, even Indian summer, is usually really gone by then.
I'm thinking this is why they did it, because that was like the end of everything, like the tomatoes. We still get a few tomatoes in our garden, believe it or not, and that would be, like you say, the end of the harvest. Now, they do harvest our corn, like it would even be around right now that they're still bringing in corn.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm not sure why they decided November. The interesting question is not why is Canada's Thanksgiving the middle of October, because that makes some sense. That really is the end of the harvest, and that's closer to Halloween, which is kind of celebrating, well, Halloween is really All Saints Day, which is not having nothing to do with the harvest, but nevertheless, of why ours is so late.
It looks like that's because it's supposed to, it was brokered through Lincoln, Because he wanted to bring the northern and southern states closer.
After the Civil War.
Well, all while it was going on, yeah.
And I feel bad for you. You just get that over and done with, and then catch your breath, and then you got it coming again for Christmas.
Yes, we do not catch. Yes, we do not catch our breath. What we do is we just it is from Halloween. It's just a slippery slope until Valentine's Day. You know, it's just.
And you got that Black Friday. That's excellent. They even started doing that here in Windsor to try to keep us from going across the border.
All right. So the point being that Thanksgiving in Canada was a religious holiday, I guess, and the United States was Lincoln. I wonder if we had an earlier Thanksgiving before Lincoln.
I don't know. That would be something to look into.
See? Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, happy Thanksgiving, happy pot pie, happy leftovers.
Yeah.
I think turkey sandwiches on toasted bread with a little bit of mayo, a lot of cranberry sauce, some lettuce, and a lot of leftover white meat is just the best thing. Oh, and some stuffing. Do you guys do stuffing?
Oh, yeah, we do the stuffing.
Okay. All right.
We had that yesterday, too, and it's, the stuffing is excellent. Put it right in the turkey.
Oh, see, now here, we don't do it in the turkey anymore because it doesn't get hot enough to get salmonella, so we cook it in the oven.
Yes, I like it. Actually, my daughter, she does it in the turkey, and then she makes the stovetop stuffing as well.
my goodness. It sounds like we're doing Anthropology 101 today, and the foreign culture to the north. All right, kiddo, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy the rest of today.
And happy. Oh, wait a minute. Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
This is my opportunity to tell you my Columbus Day joke. Do you do Columbus Day?
No. What is that Columbus? Like Columbus?
It's Columbus. Today is Columbus
America?
Day. All right, here. Nancy, I'm going to dedicate this to you, and Nate, you are not to sneer. All right, here's the deal. Did you know about Columbus, right? You know that he had four. You know that he had four ships.
All right.
He had the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and the fourth one fell off the edge. Thank you, Nancy.
Have a good day, thanks, Dr. Brown.
Bye, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye bye.
See Nate? She laughed. She sort of felt probably responsible. She didn't laugh hearty. It wasn't a hearty. But see, that was helpful. All right, 855-99-37569. Claudette, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Mine's not turkey-related, my question, but my grandson is 8, and he has meltdowns periodically. And I just wonder what we could do to help.
Well, kiddo, you're the grandmom, so you get to deal with him separately than the parents. How many sibs does he have?
One sister older, 2 years older.
Yeah.
What he does, and let me just explain, like, he will be, he's a great kid and all that, but then, like, if he goes into a store, he broke something, like, recently, and he just started screaming, and it was just,
Okay. What did mom and dad, were mom and dad with him or just mom?
No, they were with him, and they
What
tried,
did they do?
They tried to console, what happened, you know, it's okay, you had an accident, don't worry
Wrong
about
approach.
It.
Wrong
Okay,
wrong
but
approach.
Then they ended up walking away from him because
that's what you do to begin with.
Okay,
understand that a second kid in the family has to deal with the fact that they have an older sib who's obviously smarter because they're older, more coordinated, does better in school. So they feel that they can't be as cool as the older sib. So therefore, what they have to do is be cuter in some ways, more babyish. And so it's one of the reasons why middle kids have such a hard time, because they got their head around the baby role, and then another baby came, and so then it becomes much more complicated. So his way of dealing with things when he doesn't get what he wants is essentially to have a temper tantrum. And temper tantrums are preemptive, right? They say, you can't talk with me, and I will get what I want. And most importantly, even more importantly than I get what I want, is I get what I want on the global scale, which is attention. So mom and dad trying to console him will just reinforce that behavior. And there's no question in my mind that he may be embarrassed about it or feel bad about it.
Yes.
But the point is that by parents sort of trying to deal with him about it, they're just reinforcing the behavior. What you do is just walk away, because kids will do what works. Let me put you on hold. We'll talk a little bit more about this in just a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, that means I get to talk? There's no one going to tell me when it's time?
No.
Oh, okay. So whenever I want to?
Yeah.
Okay, so now. Okay. All right, we're talking with Claudette, who's got a grandson who has temper tantrums in stores. And I said, well, look, kids have temper tantrums because they're preemptive. It's basically emotional terrorism. It's saying there's nothing you can do about this. And it's when the kid feels they can't really negotiate. They're not going to be able to get what they want, so they might as well be a distraction. And that's essentially what's happening. So, and the only way he's going to learn to bring himself under any kind of control is to understand this does not work. And the only way for it not to work is for the parents to walk away. And nobody is going to kidnap their child at that moment because nobody wants that child. They're screaming, right, and they're horrible. And I mean, it doesn't mean you get in your car and leave the shopping center, but it means that you walk away. And the kid will figure this out fairly quickly and will come after the parent. And the whole thing is that you ignore negative behavior and you explain to the kid how to do positive behavior in this particular circumstance. You can't negotiate with him when he's hollering. And
well,
so
I don't know if I really said that correctly. I don't know if that was a temper tantrum. I mean, because he's afraid of storms. Like if it's windy, he gets real panicky and we've got to shut the window.
Well, look, he may be a high anxiety kid, but he's still having temper tantrums. And he's still figured out the way to deal with this instead of saying, gee, Mom, I broke that. I'm sorry, and I feel terrible about it. Uh-huh. He's having a temper tantrum because it works better.
Right. Well, that I can understand. But like if he scratches himself trying to climb a tree or something, he comes in like he's, you know, lost both arms.
Yeah.
I mean, so that you consider that like a temper tantrum,
yep,
too?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, you don't have to, you could, look, let's just call him a drama queen. Okay,
right.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. I don't want to deal with my own emotions right now. You're going to have to deal with it. And so the point is that's not, he needs to have more self-reliance than that. And the way to deal with that is to say, I'm not going to deal with this. And I'm not going to deal with you until you bring yourself under some control. And mom and dad can explain that to him, and you can too. I mean, you don't have to have exactly the same rules. But you can, when he's with you, saying, look, when you're calm and you can tell me in a calm voice what you'd like, then you come and tell me. And in the meantime, you just go ahead and holler and scream and do whatever you want to do until it's out of your system, and then come and tell me what you want. And the quicker you stop that, the more quickly you'll get what you want, because I'm not going to respond to you when you're doing this.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Then, so you would consider that like, they're thinking like he doesn't have any coping skills. Is that,
well, of course he doesn't, because he has, how's he going to learn them if mom and dad are sort of soothing him when all this happens? So he doesn't have to soothe himself. They'll soothe him. And what he's figured out is the longer he goes on, the more attention he'll get. So not only is he not learning any coping skills, they're teaching him how not to cope. They're doing exactly the opposite of what they'd like.
So are there any other tips as far as teaching him, I mean, other than before these things happen, is there anything that they should be or could be telling him?
So
he has self-reliance?
Well, part of it is that you can do role-playing with him. You can go back over some of these circumstances where he's hysterical about something and saying, okay, what is your concern? What is it that you're worried about here? What is it that, what could you do? So role-playing is a really good thing to do with kids. My guess is that this kid may be somewhat of a hyperactive kid as well. I mean, he may have kind of extreme responses, and I don't know if you were there when he was born or whether or not he has an extreme Babinski response, which is, kids, it actually turns out to be somewhat predictive. A Babinski response is when you take, they used to take a pin, I think they now use a thumbnail or something, on the inside of the arch of a baby's foot. You can do it as a neurological exam as well. And you run your finger along and to see how they respond and how quickly they respond and to what extreme. And part of it is just to see how alert a child is when they're born, but part of it is a neurological test that works later on. And there are kids, and these are the kind of kids, for example, who don't like to be touched very well, very much. And they seem to have kind of hyper responses to things. It's not hyperactivity in the usual sense of the word, because hyperactivity has now gotten to mean the kid who can't sit still and can't concentrate. And there can be that, but it's also exaggerated responses. It's, I think there was a book called Hyperactive Child. And no, I think it's not hyperactive. I think it's called over, maybe it's because hyperactive is a term that is so misused. I think it may be called this, either the superactive or the overactive child. And it doesn't apply to what you think it applies to. The only reason I know about it is I actually had a neighbor who had a kid like that who couldn't be touched. He hated being touched, which is pretty unusual for kids. And so he had sort of exaggerated response to everything. He had a very overdeveloped startle response when he was an infant, that loud noises bothered him a lot. And there do seem to be some kids that seem to be slightly more, what's the word I want? Susceptible than other kids. They just seem to have their nerve endings seem, for lack of a better metaphor, to be closer to the surface of the skin. And there was a book written about it. As again, I remember at the time thinking, boy, that's a confusing title because people are going to misinterpret it, what it means. Mm-hmm. But is there any indication? Does he not like being touched?
I don't think that fits him okay. In particular. Not that I've noticed. No.
Okay.
As infant, you know, I guess role playing. I mean, that's a good thought, and just
yeah, it really works. Of just saying, okay, what other kinds of things can you do? And you can certainly give, you know, you can give gold stars and three gold stars allow a kid to, you know, whatever he wants. I mean, it always works best to have the kid tell you what they'd like as a reward, as opposed to assuming what they'd like as a reward. But what we need to do as parents with our kids is ignore negative behavior and reinforce positive. And in order to do that, the child has to have a sense of what the positive behavior would be. And so sometimes, and you can see why responding to a temper tantrum is exactly the wrong thing to do, because it reinforces negative behavior and doesn't offer any positive whatsoever. And what happens is the parent just gives up at some point and walks away. So it's giving, not only is it not giving the child any coping skills whatsoever, it's reinforcing negative behavior and then seems to send the message of, okay, I'm finished with you. So it's just not good parenting, which doesn't mean that all of us haven't done it. It's just that it's not what we should be doing. We need to be thinking more about the consequence, which is to ignore the negative, give the child some sense of what a positive behavior would be and how to reinforce that positive behavior ahead of the situation. Because in the middle of the situation, there's nothing you can do about it.
All right. Well, those are real good tips. Thank you very much.
All right. You're most welcome. And you can play the podcast for your parents in a little bit, all right?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're most welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dogs mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dogs fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now, oh, there I am. I just didn't hear any sort of anybody sort of saying thong thong thong. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. One of the things we put up on Facebook, and I don't know that there was actually an accompanying story, because sometimes these things just come out of my little brain. And you know, I know what it was. That, as I said before, my birthday's the end of this month, and my daughter, bless her little soul, decided to, as a surprise, to take me on a trip as an early birthday present, which was really fun. She planned the whole thing, and it was, you know, it was the first time we've ever really done. She's coming to visit me, and I've come to visit her, and I've planned trips, But this was the first one she ever planned, and it was really fun. And I guess that's part of what sort of was the catalyst for talking about family memories, because it's really one of those things. And we did lots of stuff. We went to a place that neither of us had been before, and we ate food that neither of us had ever tried before, including mofongo, which I don't know if I would have tried it if the name was any less kind of cool, but it actually turns out to be pretty good.
What is that?
Mofongo. It's apparently a Puerto Rican national dish, and it's got plantains, and I think it's got pig crackling in it. I'm not even sure. It's kind of like a large, like, dumpling almost, and then you can put anything in it. You can put seafood or pork or chicken or shrimp or fish. And the first one we tried, which was at a little kiosk on the road beside the highway. I know, the world's smartest thing to do. This is the woman who will not eat off of carts and, actually that's not true, but is relatively careful about eating off food carts in the city. But, you know, you go to a foreign country, why not? And this had vegetables with it. It had a lot of stir-fried vegetables. It was really good. And I think the two of us tried it just because she's sort of a gourmet. She's a good cook, and she will try all sorts of weird things. And I'll try almost anything. I mean, especially when you're in a foreign country, I think that's part of the fun, is that you try to learn a little bit of the language, you go to the national events, you learn the customs, you try the food, and you try the wine, and the clothing, and whatever. I mean, to me, that's how you understand the country. And so we tried mofongo. We went to the rainforest, and there's supposedly this mosquito that where you get a mosquito bite and you're sick for 8 months or something. So, but we did that as well. We went and bought, and she works for EPA, so we had to make sure that we got stuff that was approved for the EPA to spray on our stuff, so that we didn't get bit, but we didn't wreck the environment. So, and we went in the ocean. She's a scuba diver, and I am not. But I'm a little claustrophobic for scuba diving. But
it so gets that way. I used to, and that's the last time I went. I don't think I'm going to go.
Well, I actually did. I've done it a couple times, and the last time I tried it, I was just determined that I was gonna learn to do this. And she actually was snorkeling, but scuba drives me just as crazy. And I don't like when I can't breathe, and I don't like things in my mouth. And so I tried it, and somebody finally, and I thought, you know, this feels terrible. I'm hyperventilating. I feel like I'm going to drown. But, you know, just work through it. You know, you're perfectly okay. And finally someone hauled me out, literally by the back of my, you know, my neck. They said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm learning to do this." They said, "Your mask is leaking. You're drowning, you fool." And I was so convinced that this was all in my head that I was. So luckily somebody was there. So this is not my thing. But she went off and did it. It was fine. And we actually, one of the places we stayed was at a casino. So we played blackjack. And I mean, it was really fun thing to do. And the thing that will probably remain the most memorable is that I was a navigator, and I actually like navigating. Because I get car sick, my family had one of those station wagons where the back seat faces out the wrong direction.
Ugh.
And yeah, so you're not only going the wrong direction, which is troublesome. My stomach is beginning to be queasy talking about it.
Yeah.
But you've got all the exhaust fumes as well. And it was always in the summer, so it was always hot. And so I learned very quickly to read a map, because if you're the navigator, you get to sit up front. And my mother is terrible at it. So I learned very quickly that you could sit up front and you didn't get car sick.
Well, so sitting up front, but you were reading and you didn't get sick?
Yeah, I do. I have a problem, yeah. But the window was down and you could sort of look at it. And everybody uses GPS now, which are fine, except when they're wrong. And when they're wrong, they're really wrong. And because nobody has maps anymore. So we had one experience. I got her within about maybe 3 miles of where we were supposed to be. And then we got off to get gas. And we had a disagreement about how to get back on the highway. And she was driving. So and it took us another hour and a half to go those 3 minutes, basically. But we saw parts of the city that no one has probably ever seen before. But I didn't, and she kept saying, "Mom, you're the navigator." I said, "I can only tell you what says," and I was using her cell phone because mine wasn't getting coverage, and I hate her cell phone. It is one of the ones that if you look at it wrong, it stops. So
probably like mine or something.
Yeah, what kind do you have?
Oh, let's see. We had this conversation, and I still didn't figure out what it is. I know it's a Samsung.
That's what she's got. Yeah, I hate it. Yeah, I mean, because mine is very hard for it to lose the signal. And once you've got it, it's got it. This one would just stop. And she'd say, well, just swipe.
What?
Anyway, but we still didn't yell at each other. So that was...
How many babies do you have?
I just had the one.
Oh, a single
Although
kid.
I have several grand puppies, I only have the one daughter.
Mm.
So, yeah, which is... And I grew up in a very large family. None of my brothers, several of my brothers and sisters don't have any children. The most that anybody has is two.
So they got all worn out from it.
All of us figured that's too many kids. So, you know, we all sort of felt like, my mother at one point said, well, which of your brothers and sisters do you wish was not here? And I said, everybody after me. So she stopped asking that question. So that was good. So give me a family memory, your favorite family memory.
My favorite family memory?
Favorite family memory.
You told me about it, and I was trying to... God, I remember a traumatic family memory.
All right, that'll do.
That'll do?
Sure, why not?
It was really important because I felt like all of us were helping each other. We were on I-70, just getting out of Kansas City... on our way over to St. Louis, and the rain visibility was maybe 100 feet, 200 feet. It was awful, and we're going about 60, something like that. 65.
Wow, that's fast when there's no visibility.
Well, the rest of traffic was all kind of doing that. Well, someone zooms past me. I am driving something, hauling a boat, and my dad has... where I had the Sea-Doo and he had the boat or something like that, and brakes get slammed on after I vaguely see a car that had just passed us up in the air, like
wow.
doing acrobatic
flip-flops.
Tricks.
Yeah.
And the one person was strewn from the car, and
wow.
The other was in the back. And not speaking, and was definitely about to die. And we sat there and waited for the paramedics to come. And Ralphie, my pops, helped them out. And then we wandered down, and so many cars backed up behind, got in accidents too, and helped them.
Wow.
out. But we, seeing all the accidents happen on both sides, and then getting to the rest stop after we finally got back on the car and looking at all of those humans that we were traveling with in our little family pack, it felt really good to still be alive and know that we're all that vulnerable.
Yeah, it's true. And everything can change in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you appreciate, huh?
Absolutely.
That's kind of... not as much fun as mine, but I think the point is well taken, that it is a memory that is very precious. So, okay. All right, so we thought we'd give people an opportunity to share, and lots of people have on Facebook. You're certainly welcome to call, because that's our favorite way of interacting, as you know, because I can get the most information from you. We've got about 15 minutes left in this hour, and then we've got another hour to go, so 855-99 Dr. Joy, whatever it is that's on you or mine. And if you'd like to talk about your favorite family memory, and I think the need demonstrates that important memories can come out of extraordinary circumstances sometimes. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, we're talking about family members. You know, it just occurred to me when you were talking, the two things that popped up to my mind, and I'll be real quick about it because I want to hear more about your stuff, is at one point we were all supposed to go up, when I was a kid, we were supposed to go up to Red Rocks and for a concert, and one of my sibs came down with, I think, measles. So as a result, we camped out in the basement. We put sheets up, and that was actually one of the more fun kinds of things we ever did. And then I also had a car accident story. We were traveling in the dreaded station wagon with the seat going the wrong direction, and we were in the Badlands. I was talking with Shane about it last week, at the New Grand Hotel, which was at least 100 years old, and this is probably at least 30 years ago, maybe longer ago than that, and we got in a car accident. I swear there was no cars for like 400 miles in every direction. I don't know how that happened, but... All right, so let's see what other people's family memories are.
All right. Looks like we got Marsha saying, dancing down my basement to Johnny Paycheck and George Jones' song, If You're Ugly Like Us. That is our family song.
There you go. How cute is that?
I have never heard that song. How does it go?
If you're ugly like us, clap your hands. No, I don't know. I know Take This Job and Shove It. That, I remember I was at the San Jose State Fair, and Johnny Paycheck was there singing Take This Song and Shove It.
So, I have never heard that name before.
Johnny Paycheck?
I love it.
But you know the song Take This Job and Shove It?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do.
Well, that's Johnny Paycheck.
Wow.
There you go.
Catching up.
All right. Well, someone will call up and sing the song for you.
Good, good. I'm waiting.
All right, what else you got?
Guys, Sheila says, my mother ironing clothes and me doing the same thing on my toy one at the same time. She always smiled down at me so sweetly.
Oh, that is cute.
Yeah, that's way
cool. I actually like ironing because it sort of brings order out of chaos. I don't do it very often. And I have all these clothes that, you know, and the stack to get ironed one of these days.
I like the warm part.
Yeah, and then, although you can do the same thing in the dryer.
Yeah,
take your jammies out of the dryer.
It's not the same. Cause
it's not the same, especially without the starch. Yeah. My mother had a thing. My father used to buy Brooks Brothers shirts, broadcloth, and she had, it was called a mangler, and it was a professional kind of thing that had the circular... cylinder, I guess a cylinder by definition is circular, and then a piece that came down over it, and you dealt with it with your knee, with a knee pedal, and my mother was not the happiest of housewives, and it was down in our basement.
Well, I mean, how many babies were there?
Seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Exactly. One of my favorite comments from my mother growing up was "lousy kids eating again." One of my favorites. But she was smoking at the time, and she would smoke, and she would put the cigarettes out on the floor, the cement floor in the basement. This was not necessarily the Martha Stewart of her generation. But I tried to use the Mangler ones. It really required a certain amount of skill because it was hot. And, I mean, I think they use it at professional dry cleaners. I don't know. I mean, I suppose because you can't really iron very well broadcloth shirts because they're so resistant. But so that was, anyway. All right, keep going.
All right. KT says, having sing-alongs with my family. My dad would play guitar, mom tambourine.
Wow.
Me singing, usually something like Bob Dylan or Crosby, Stills, and Nash classics. I hope my husband and I pass on the tradition when we have kids.
I love that one. That's great.
Yeah. Man, for remembering both my mother and father playing music, I don't really remember them ever playing music together. I mean, we sang at church together.
We sang in the car. We would do 99 bottles of beer, and we would do rounds, and we would do Home on the Range, but we would sing in the car.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Making Christmas cookies with my mom and two brothers. That's pretty classic.
Yeah.
And here's another Christmas
one. The sprinkles,
one.
The decorations.
Oh, yeah. What kind? Did you like sprinkles on your cookies?
I love sprinkling stuff on cookies. I wouldn't eat it. It was just straight sugar and tasted awful. But, they're fun to decorate that way.
Yeah. Man,
I like decorating. I mean, I like decorating Easter eggs, too, with the dye and the, making, like, tie-dyed Easter eggs. I wasn't crazy about hard-boiled eggs, but I like dyeing stuff.
Do you like hard-boiled eggs now? You told me you
I do. One. I'll quite often. I don't eat the egg yolks, but I'll eat the egg whites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because straight protein, low calorie, easy.
Well,
yeah.
Do you still decorate eggs?
Not occasionally. I don't even know if you can. I guess you can buy those kits.
Yeah.
I can remember as a kid, one of the things that I learned to do from my parents, because they didn't, is I would number the Easter eggs. So when, because you'd hide them,
so you
right?
You knew how many were left.
Yeah, because there was always the one Easter egg that you didn't find for months until the summer, and then you couldn't. And it, so yeah, I learned really quickly to number Easter eggs, or at least put a letter or something on it, so that you could determine how many were found and how many were still AWOL.
Gross, dude.
Yeah, thanks. All right, one more, and then I think we need a break.
Okay. Yes, this is another Christmas one. Cutting down our Christmas tree in the woods. My mom would pack hot cocoa, and we'd drink that on the way home. Oh, that's pretty fun.
I guess you could still do that. Do you guys go and cut down Christmas trees or just go and buy them at a lot?
I myself have not gotten a Christmas tree in an extremely long time. I think the last one I had was my roommate found found a classic, like, you know, kitschy kind of silver tree. So I had that one I gave to my mom a little while ago, but I haven't gotten a tree.
There was one year.
I like live ones, though.
I like live ones.
I don't care if they are messy. I love the smell.
I do, too. Well, one of the things you can do, though, and I've learned to do this, is to get a fake tree, because you can put it up really early and leave it up really early, or really late, because there's no fire, you know, no fire risk, and then go and buy some boughs, so your house smells wonderful, but it's not nearly as messy.
Mm.
Plus, there's something about killing a tree for, you know, for a couple of days. There was one year where Christmas came, I don't know, it came like on a Tuesday or something. So everybody had the tree, but then, or maybe it was like a Thursday. So that by Friday, when people left for the holiday, they took perfectly good trees that had been up for a day. That can't be right, because I can remember getting a tree for when we were really poor in graduate school, and there was a brand new tree out on Christmas Eve that was already decorated. And we just took it home. Somebody had left it out in the trash, because I think they decorated and then they were going to go away someplace, obviously, for the holiday. So here was, it was like the best Christmas present ever. And here's this gorgeous, you know, wildly expensive tree that was already decorated, already had all the tinsel on. I don't think it had the lights on it. And we just took it home, and that was the best. We didn't have any guilt about it, and that was kind of the gift of the Magi or something. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Check those phones to make sure they're still working.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.